products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Of the Sheriff Mac Show, ladies and gentlemen, how about serving up hate in your breakfast cereal? We'll talk about that coming up as well. Meanwhile, though, Sheriff Mac's with us. Welcome, sir.
To this beautiful, rainy on the West Coast day, beautiful Tuesday morning, though. We love the overcast skies and rain, and I don't know if California needs any more rain, but Arizona could use it. It actually doesn't look like California can. But, Sam, we've got a lot to talk about today, and I appreciate you being on, and it's good to be back with you. I love America, and I love Brighteon TV.
Amen to both. Now, you got an incredible quote for the greatest Tenth Amendment decision ever rendered that relates to today perfectly, huh?
Yeah, I think so, Sam. This is an indication of what the left has been trying to do for decades, and Justice Stevens, writing the dissenting opinion in the Mac Prince case, really, I think, puts the backdrop on what's going on in America politically with our two-tier system of justice, or I mean our two-tier system of injustice. Here goes Justice Stevens.
Yeah, they call it fake dissenting. Justice, Sheriff. It's kind of like the fake news.
Yeah, fake justice.
Fake justice.
Fake justice, fake news, fake liberty. It's all there. So anyway, Sam, this is Justice Stevens saying why the five Republicans who sided with Prince and me were completely wrong. And the first three words are very telling. And I'm quoting, if Congress believes, Sam, he's basing his legal opinion where he is supposed to, and the all the justices are supposed to be defending and upholding and enforcing the United States Constitution. I don't give a damn what Congress believes. I care
not only
what
that,
they do.
Not only that, it's if, we might add. It's not even a definitive,
yeah.
Sheriff.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical from the get-go. So if Congress believes that such a statute as the Brady Bill will benefit the people of the nation. So if they believe it will benefit the nation, then it's constitutional, according to Justice Stevens here. Let's finish. And serve the interests of, now I love this term, cooperative federalism. Cooperative federalism. Don't you love that, Sam?
Wait a minute, I don't think you're cooperating. I think you were saying, no, you're wrong constitutionally, Clinton. That's not cooperation.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I didn't want to cooperate with their unconstitutional act.
In fact, the truth is Bill was not cooperating with the supreme law of the land was the problem. He went rogue and had to be shut down as a result of his rogue agent attitude, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if they believe that cooperative federalism is better than an enlarged federal bureaucracy, Sam, that is such a hypocritical thing. Like the left or nobody else in Washington, D.C. wants an enlarged federal bureaucracy. What a joke. And so then he said, and then get this. If Congress believes all that, then the Supreme Court, he said, we, the Supreme Court, should respect both its policy judgment and its appraisal of its constitutional power. We're supposed to let Congress appraise its own power.
And yeah, so that's hen house in trouble, isn't it?
Good grief, Sam. I'm telling you. So that was written in 1997, and it's only gotten worse since then because it's a partnership instead of a check and balance system that the three branches are supposed to be for each other. and this oligarchy that we've established in Washington, D.C., called the United States Supreme Court, needs the states to check and balance them a lot more. And this needs Congress, I believe, as well.
Congress should push back on that, too, saying, wait a minute, we have an obligation legislatively to make all of our laws square with the supreme law also, right?
Exactly. And so I believe this is part of the system that is attacking Donald Trump when, in actuality, there's what's happening is actually, Sam, and I'll tell you why in a little bit, but what they're doing is actually violating the law.
There's no question about that. Really quick, I want to highlight this so you guys get an idea of what's going on in the country. Back in the COVID era, while people were struggling to make a living, struggling to keep their families together and everything else, turns out serving up hate in your breakfast cereal is the headline. Kellogg's gave $91 million to the domestic terrorist organization Black Lives Matter. Naturalnews.com, our dear buddy Mike Adams, one of the owners or the owner of Brighteon Radio and TV, highlights this piece. So here's what's going on. They're promoting hate and funding Black Lives Matter. COVID's destroying the American people. And now we come out of COVID from one crisis to the next. And now Trump claims he'll be arrested on Tuesday. He's calling for protests. We want to dig into this. But first, ABC News has kind of a breakdown for us, and then we'll dig in.
Now to the major claim from former President Donald Trump, saying in a social media post that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday, urging his supporters to protest. He says the charges will come from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office over alleged hush money payments. Trump's spokesperson walking back his claims. Tonight, reaction from both sides of the aisle, including former Vice President Mike Pence. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Tonight, former President Trump claiming he expects to be arrested on Tuesday and telling his followers to protest. In a post on his social media app, Trump saying he believes the charges will come from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and stem from alleged hush money payments that Trump made to adult film star Stormy Daniels during his first presidential campaign. ABC News has not verified the claims, but later a Trump spokesperson appearing to walk back the post, saying there's been no notification of charges from the DA, blasting the investigation as a witch hunt. Prominent Republicans rallying to Trump's defense. ABC's Jonathan Carl pressing former Vice President Pence in an exclusive interview for This Week.
He's calling on people to protest, to come out and protest, take our nation back. We know what happened the last time he said that.
Well, John, the American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble. The frustration the American people feel about what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country, I think is well-founded. I believe that people understand that if they give voice to this, if this occurs on Tuesday, that they need to do so peacefully and in a lawful manner.
On the Democratic side, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "No one is above the law, not even a former president of the United States." The former president's announcement this morning is reckless. For months, a grand jury in New York has been ramping up its probe, examining if Trump's alleged $130,000 payment to Daniels violated campaign finance laws. But the case in New York just won in a series of investigations swirling around Trump, including in Georgia, where prosecutors are weighing whether to charge Trump or his allies over alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. And special counsel Jack Smith investigating the classified documents seized by the FBI from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, as well as the January 6th insurrection and Trump's alleged attempts to hold on to power.
Jay O'Brien with us now from Washington. And Jay, what more are you learning about the Manhattan DA's investigation and any potential charges for former President Trump?
Yeah, with all eyes on the Manhattan DA now. They had no comment today after that Trump post. These grand jury proceedings are secret, but we do know that Stormy Daniels met with prosecutors just this past week. And
all right,
Michael,
let's go ahead and shut that down real quick. Thank you, Hunter. Sheriff Mack, there's so many strings to pull on with this. It's a rambling diatribe. It started when Donald Trump went down the escalator back in the day and announced that he was running for president. The attacks have been relentless. and ever so confusing ever since. They range from who knows what to Russian collusion to Stormy Daniels. Look, Stormy Daniels is not even her name, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear. Her name is Stephanie. Okay? It's not Stormy. Her last name's not Daniels. Why they give her that cover is beyond me in the first place. But, Sheriff, first off, do you think that Trump will be arrested, yay or nay?
Well, I certainly think arrest-indictment is probably going to happen. I believe Trump knows, and I think he's telling the truth, that they probably are going to indict him. Don't forget the old adage, it's easy to get a grand jury to indict anybody. In fact, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. And that's really the case. Grand juries do not have to follow due process. And it's all based on what the prosecutor says. So I believe that grand juries need to be revamped, and just follow due process and follow the constitutional rights of the accused. It really gives credence to the fact that they're not innocent until proven guilty. A grand jury is completely manipulated by the prosecutor, and that's happening in this case.
And a grand jury is really designed, Sheriff, to, in the court of public opinion, literally change the presumption of innocence to the presumption of guilt based on half-truths and manipulated facts, etc. Now, what people may not understand is when you are indicted or when you are pulled over by the police in your car, believe it or not, you're under arrest, right?
You are. A traffic ticket is simply the charge being placed against you, and then you promise to appear by signing the ticket. And so that's in lieu of being arrested. If a officer wanted to take you before a magistrate or a judge right then and there, he could do it. But what it is it's kind of like an indictment. Here, I'm indicting you. You need to take this indictment and go pay the fine or go see the judge. It's simply that. It's a promise to appear. An indictment is very similar to that. You've technically been arrested. The indictment requires you, I would say, you're best off getting a lawyer, which Trump already has. And get a lawyer, get some help legally, and ask somebody what you should do with that piece of paper, which is a summons, which is what they will be serving Trump probably. I don't think they're going to use a SWAT team like they did at Mar-a-Lago or what they did on Roger Stone. But it is the same. It's a process of being arrested and called before the court.
Now, Sheriff, let's be very clear. Police officers or law enforcement, whatever you want to say, the arresting party, so to speak, they have a lot of latitude of how that goes down. Just because you're technically under arrest with an indictment, they can either, one, do a mugshot, read him his Miranda rights, put him in handcuffs. They can do all those things, or they can just simply say, you know what, we're going to let you go on your own recognizances. We're going to let you decide, you know, how you're going to handle this in the meantime, but you're going to appear. They have all that latitude. People don't realize that. When you're let go, that doesn't mean that you didn't really get arrested. It just means that they didn't book you and they didn't, force you to try to get out on bail and or deny you bail. That's all that means, right?
Correct. That is correct. And so, Sam, though, overall, this case, and I don't know if you wanted to wait to hear this a little bit later, but I think you already know this, but the public needs to be aware of this 10 times over. The statutes of limitations are something that there is, again, to protect the accused, to stop the government from being able to continuously go after somebody as they have done Donald Trump. This issue has already been put to rest. It's obvious that Trump had some sort of relationship with this former stripper, or maybe she still is. I don't know, and I don't care. It does appear, though, that there is a double standard on sexual impropriety in Washington, D.C. If you're a Democrat and you go to Epstein's sex ranch, that's
hey,
okay.
Why don't you just leave me right out of this, would you please? I have nothing to do with this one.
Good segue. Thank you. and also, all the stuff that Clinton did inside the White House. and JFK having affairs with quite a few different women, and even had them brought into the White House. And he had an affair, and so did his brother, with Marilyn Monroe. But you know what? There's been impropriety on all sides. And this one with Trump, I don't know if he did it or didn't. I don't really care. But it was put to rest way back when he first ran. And his this whole thing, let us be real here, Sam. The DA in Manhattan is violating the law because he has to know that these charges have passed the statutes of limitations. Statutes of limitations being the law that says you have a certain amount of time, and on misdemeanors, it's either a year or 2 years, and that's way up. And even on some felonies, it's five, six, or seven years. That's all been expired now, and the DA knows it. And so all this is politics trying to keep Donald Trump out of the White House.
I think you're right about that fact. I think there's several discussion points that are worthy of entertaining here. Number one, Elon Musk speaks out, the richest man in the world, Twitter, you know, the whole thing, says the whole Trump indictment will backfire, and if Trump is arrested and or indicted, it will backfire to the point where it will be a landslide victory in 2024 for Donald Trump. Ted Cruz slammed the potential arrest of Trump for charges related to his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. Now, here's what Ted Cruz had to say, right? Now, Ted Cruz is what, a senator and an attorney. He says this: if the former president of the United States is arrested, that is historic, Cruz said. It is flimsy. It's weak. It has been rejected by prosecutor after prosecutor after prosecutor. And it is obviously political retribution and a political persecution, he says. Now, just so you know, Bragg, the prosecutor on this thing, I guess, received $1 million from George Soros through a group called Color of Change, a progressive group. It's a criminal justice supposed reform organization. The group had to pull $500,000 back because there's allegations of him and women, according to the Daily Mail as well. So the double standard couldn't be on greater display. Now, just so you guys all know, we're not at all defending this kind of behavior by anybody. All we're merely saying is the two-tier justice or injustice system in America is really the problem. And that kind of brings up my question for you, Sheriff Mack. How can these criminals just have such control of our government to where they can arrest anybody they want to whenever they want to, flimsy or not, statute of limitations or not, hard evidence or not? We still don't even have evidence that he paid Stephanie any money. But even if he did, his attorney paid Stephanie, and supposedly Trump reimbursed his attorney, but yet, you know, they say, well, that doesn't really matter. You can do that. But what you can't do is then that's manipulated into possible campaign donations that are illegal, you know, donations to your campaign. One crime might be a misdemeanor, but when you hide intent for a separate crime, then it becomes a felony. Then you start stacking on top of that. Oh man, January the 6th. Golly, it was an insurrection. By the time what you're doing is just throwing spaghetti against the wall, seeing what sticks. But they're going to get an arrest out of this. How can they arrest everybody and we can't ever arrest anyone?
Well, Sam, the bottom line is I'm all for arresting corrupt politicians. I'm all for it. But when it's pick and choose, we let this one go because he's a Democrat, or we let this one slide because, they're a celebrity, or we let this one go because, well, they're just too powerful and too important. You know, it's kind of like too big to fail. And, they're a staunch Democrat. They're a staunch leader. They're a staunch this. Sam, when government picks and chooses who to prosecute because of politics, then we are nothing more than a banana republic. And make it a big one. And
every point you're making, others have agreed with you on. Ted Cruz agreed on your first points. Now it turns out that something you would see in a third world banana republic. That's what Carrie Lake says as she blasts the political persecution of Donald Trump. And she says, hey, you know what? We the people have got to stop living in fear. We need to protest and stop living in fear of the radical left's infiltration. Everybody's agreeing with every point you're making, sir.
Except, Sam, one thing. You can't protest anymore because if you call out protest, then you're asking
for an insurrection,
violence and trouble. And but, Sam, the left, here's again the two-tier injustice system, the two-tier hypocrisy system, because it's okay to protest and rape and pillage in Seattle. It's okay to burn down half of the downtown buildings and the federal building in Portland. It's okay to commit murder and mayhem in New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles. And it goes on and on throughout the country. And yet, what did the FBI do trying to arrest any of the violent insurrectionists in Portland compared to what they're trying to do to the January 6th mostly peaceful demonstrators? And there wasn't one car burned at the January 6th. There wasn't one building set afire. There wasn't one gun confiscated at the January 6th event. And five officers were not murdered. Not a single officer was murdered at the January 6th insurrection, if you want to call it that. You can call it that. I don't agree with people going inside the United States Capitol. Not one person should have gone inside there. Not one.
Well, I agree with your point, except for a lot of people felt like they were invited in.
Some were. There's no question. But they still
should have. I'm not saying they should have been there.
They should have been to the point where that happened. And any one of them that gets charged with trespass, it's fine with me. But trespass is a misdemeanor. And it's simple. It's a simple charge. And it shouldn't be that people are trying to get 20 years in prison for this trespass. And, their intent was to undo the election. Bull-loney.
Tucker Carlson unloaded on the Democratic Party as well over the potential indictment of Donald Trump. Epic monologue and issued a warning for Americans if this is allowed to continue. We'll talk about it in seconds on Brighteon TV.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
We've seen no evidence that any of our voting systems have been tampered with.
The November 3rd election
is
the most...
If the Democrat Party is allowed to crush Donald Trump, we're done, says Tucker Carlson. Pretty interesting statement, to say the least. Look, the Democrats have created a tyranny in America, Sheriff, where that, look, they can arrest whoever they want to. They've literally got in bed with the communists and the socialists, and they've literally taken over America. The Republicans sit idly by and wring their hands is all they seem to do, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's really sad. This needs to be an all-out offensive to stop this. Pence was absolutely correct, but he was too soft in his language in describing the two-tier justice system that he calls this two-tier justice system. It's so beyond that. It's really dishonesty and corruption at its zenith. He needs to call a spade here, and this should not be happening. I mean, even Richard Nixon, of all the cover-up and the lies and the crimes that he committed, was never arrested. In fact, never even impeached, but he was going to be impeached, but he resigned before that. But Bill Clinton technically was impeached, but the vote was to not find him guilty. And the things that he and his wife have gotten away with in this country, and how many politicians do we have that went to the sex ranch in New Mexico with Epstein, including Bill Clinton? That's already documented, but yet on flights, documentation of flights that he went there, but yet not a single investigation against this crook.
And they say the cover-up took down Nixon more so than even the crimes. What about Bill Clinton's cover-up? He lied and said he was not on the Lolita Express. Turns out he was. Then he said, oh, no, but I had supervision or whatever by the Secret Service the whole time. Then it turns out, no, he lied again and jettisoned the Secret Service. So the cover-up didn't take down Bill Clinton. The double standard is beyond imagination. What do we do about this, though? If we let this stand, you literally have an injustice system administered by criminals, Sheriff.
Right. And that's the thing. We need to call a spade here ourselves. Clinton was actually accused by several victims of rape. Rape. And yet that goes swept under the rug. And it's just astonishing that these kind of charges, especially with him, it would be total rape of these girls that were underage at the sex ranch that Epstein put together for politicians and celebrities. Astonishing that they're getting away with this. And so what do we have an administration doing today? Not going after human trafficking, not going after sexual exploitation of children, but hiring more agents for the IRS. And that's the type of hypocrisy and idiocy and corruption that we're dealing with in this country.
Kevin McCarthy seems to be saying this is really bad. Send me some money so I can work on this and investigate. He's really accomplishing nothing. Now, when Bill Clinton was guilty of or suggested guilty of these rapes by these women, they laughed at him and called them bimbo eruptions. The mainstream press participated.
Well, let's be clear here. Sorry to interrupt, but let's be clear.
Sure.
He paid off Paula Jones to the tune of about $800,000. So he settled with her out of court with a huge monetary gift. So that's almost an admission of guilt. And recently we have one of the prince from England who did the same with his accuser. And this happened at the sex ranch, Epstein's sex ranch. And so instead of getting him arrested and indicted, he paid off his accuser, because she was underage. This is just, you can't even make this stuff. Where's the movie? Where's the movie on the Epstein ranch
to that.
And all that? Yeah.
But think about it. We go from nothing more than bimbo eruptions to now we're going to say, well, hey, this Stormy Daniels, not even a real name, makes allegations against Trump. Whether Trump paid or not, we don't even know. Supposedly the fixer paid, but then Trump reimbursed the fixer, and then supposedly money was somehow used in a campaign, and therefore we're going to escalate this from a he said, she said to a
misdemeanor, and then somehow we back it into a crime to where the president's going to be indicted here. But what are we going to do about this, though? If we allow the criminals to be in charge to this degree, they can just arrest Roger Stone. They can just arrest you know, anybody they want to anytime, and none of us can have any arrests for accountability. At some point, Sheriff, and I'm not calling for violence or calling for anything. I'm just wondering, at some point, what do we do about this, though? I mean, how bad will it get? Will they arrest you for being on the radio and criticizing Biden now? Will they, you know, where it, does it this end up is the question.
It wouldn't surprise me, Sam, but I mean, look, these people make a living out of intimidating the masses. The American people are intimidated daily by the EPA, the FDA, the USDA, and especially the IRS. And the IRS makes its living by its huge bark saying, if you do not do what we tell you, if you do not pay what we tell you to pay, we're going to ruin you. And they do. And Sam, how long have we put up with that scheme, scam, and criminal organization? And we just move on and we think, well, there's nothing you can do about it. I believe there is, and I believe that the problem is, though, we have no one in Washington who really cares or has the courage to do something about it.
Well, all I can tell you is this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this story from naturalnews.com. Pentagon requests $886 billion in budget despite failing five audits where billions of dollars fall into black holes, can't find them. I think it's Bella Carter with the article at Natural News over this. Think about that, Sheriff. But again, we can't have any accountability, any arrests, nothing, right? We just let it go. And the Republicans are like, man, elect us so we can fix things. We're digging in. We had an incredible week last week. Send us some money. It is just amazing. Now, Anthony Fauci should be criminally arrested. Why can't we arrest him? We can arrest the Donald, but not Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, Fauci gets reality check from real people. PBS documents this. Walt Rassinger with the article here. It's a video, folks, where Anthony Fauci was going door to door to push for vaccines in the poorest of, I don't know what you call it, racially diverse neighborhoods there. And Fauci gets shut down by a truly educated American. Watch this.
People in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious than the flu.
Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
Well, the number that you all giving that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pay us?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that. Something else going on with that.
You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. But I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Fascinating, Sheriff Mack. What do you say to that? Then Fauci went out and publicly said the only people that are against vaccines are these Trump supporters and white people that don't have a clue, and they're painting lies about COVID and everything else, and that everybody else was aboard. Now we find out he lied about that, too. There's the proof.
Well, we need more people responding just like this gentleman did. I'm really proud of him for being educated. But Sam, and really, I thought it was astonishing. The lady there was either like the mayor of Washington, D.C., or she's a...
I think that's right.
Anyway, she's a high-up public official. I know that. And she's walking around with Fauci going door to door? Really? Okay. They looked like they had about four or five other security people or just helpers or... I don't know what they were, but anyway, so seven or eight people show up somebody's house and tell you to get vaccinated. Is that not an intimidation factor in and of itself? But no.
Well, Fauci has lied, but Sam, you guys run on fear.
Yeah, exactly. And he was right. And she should have stayed and answered to that too. Because first of all, Sam, we have a United States senator that said publicly and pointed a finger in the halls of the United States Congress. Senator Rand Paul pointed his finger at Fauci and called him a liar. And why is that not being investigated? If you have a Fauci who is lying about statistics, lying about the efficacy of a vaccination, lying about its testing and experimentation to make sure it's safe. Fauci's lied about that because I was watching. I was watching a press conference when Fauci, I can't remember if it was under Trump or Biden. I think it was just barely Biden in there. But it doesn't matter because both presidents started supporting the vaccine, even though at first Trump did not, and he was bragging about taking hydroxychloroquine instead of the vax. Then I guess politically his advisor told him, no, you can't do that. You got to support the vax. So I know that for a fact that his ex-wife was totally against the vax and some of his other advisors. But anyway, Trump did a 160 or I mean a 180 on that. And so this is the thing though. When you have a United States senator accuse you of crimes in the halls of Congress and nobody does anything about it, and instead of playing a big grandstand accusation in front of the cameras, Rand Paul should have asked for an investigation and should have demanded that the Justice Department follow up on Fauci. And I guess why we should put it all on him is others in Congress should have done the same thing. Where's Mitt Romney on trying to get to the bottom of the vaccination? This man is so controlled by the left and leftist ideology that he can't even see straight, and that no one is calling for Fauci's criminal investigation, let alone his arrest. But this should have happened, and you got to question why he and the mayor would be going door to door in Washington D.C. I applaud the man who stood his ground and called them a bunch of liars.
Hey, man, the bottom line is everything Fauci has told us has been flat-out dishonest manipulation for
He said a vaccination in the press conference. Sorry, I didn't finish that. He said a vaccination to be properly tested would take 2 to 10 years. Now he said just the opposite.
Well, and then he said this is all based on 20 years of science. But you know what? The CDC director said, look, this is an experiment. We're just kind of going about it the best we can. Our experiment is being conducted real time.
20 years of what kind of science? You know, he said he was the science.
Nobody gets to follow up on that, you know. And in fact, if you question the science there, you're an enemy to the country. You're a domestic terrorist. You see, you can never win with these people. But folks, here's the real quintessential problem that I think Tucker Carlson, Carrie Lake, and many others are highlighting. Look, we've got a criminal element that is basically shanghaied our justice system. And you know what? I know people are pushing for arrests, and I'm usually the guy that says, wait, you can't do that. We need due process even for these bad guys. But at some point, they're going to create a war, Sheriff. At some point, people are going to say, look, No one's obeying the rules. And if no one's obeying the rules, I can't just sit here and obey the rules forever. You know, it'll be kind of like, hey, there's no one to protect me when they come for me, right? Because I wasn't anybody else when they came for them. Kind of a discussion. This is serious business. Meanwhile, the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, may have your cell phone data to track, quote, COVID compliance. Patrick Houck with this article, to better understand, quote, mandatory stay-at-home orders, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention purchased Americans' phone information, phone location data at the height of the pandemic. The public agency also used it to monitor social distancing, mass mandates, mandatory business closures, mandatory school closures, vaccine campaigns, and social equalities. It's not clear what social equalities equate to in this case, but the CDC also used this data to monitor who was traveling to parks, their mode of transportation, all kinds of details. Bureaucrats at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention bought data, according to the Epic Times, Sheriff, and they literally tracked all of us. So while Fauci's literally lying, and while they're threatening to arrest Donald Trump, they have no authority to buy this data and use this against the American people.
No. I think that's why they visited that man. They already knew he hadn't taken the vax. It wasn't happen chance. They already knew that they're not going to every door. They're not going to the people who have already vaccinated. They're going to the homes of people who have not been vaccinated. And they already know who has and who has not. And quite honestly, you know, two or three weeks ago, I was in the hospital for a kidney stone. Well, when they admitted me and I'm in the room trying to get treatment, what's the first thing they asked me, Sam?
Have you been vaccinated, Sheriff?
That is correct. And so, you know, I hesitated for a minute and I said, that's a nunya. That's nunya business. But instead, I just answered the question. No, I have not been vaxxed and I'm not going to. Because I thought they were going to say, oh, well, he hasn't been vaxxed. We got to vax this guy. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they want to just shut everybody down.
I guess I should try to find out if they put it in my IV.
Well, they might have.
Yeah.
You might already be vaccinated, Sheriff.
Yeah, I might already be vaccinated.
Well, and you really should find out, too, and I don't know how you can do this, but a Freedom of Information Act request, I don't know what. But I'd like to know if they documented that in your file and what other notes went along with that designation, vaccinated, and what other statements go along with that in your file, Sheriff. Because I know this, when I told them I wasn't vaccinated when I went to the hospital, I know that I was treated completely different and hostile by some of the doctors. And I know they wouldn't recommend solutions that could get me well. And I had family members that are in the medical field that I talked to on the phone. I asked for some cough, something to deal with my cough. And the doctor's just like, oh, you can just go get cough medicine over the counter. And I said, no, that's not going to be enough. And after a while, he's just like, well, what do you recommend? And I told him, and he went, I guess we could do that. So he was forced on the record by my knowledge, because I had medical family guide me in what to say, to where he had to give me the treatment that he would have withheld had I not had enough knowledge, Sheriff. This is the kind of stuff we're seeing.
Yeah, that's really the case, Sam. And it's so astonishing how far this has gone. And I think it's going to take people like that guy they tried to get to take the vax. And he confronts them and tells them, this is all based on a lie and propaganda and fear mongering. And if I decide to do this, it'll be up to me, not you, not government. I guess I'm proud of Fauci and the mayor for not tackling the guy and tying him down and then forcing him to get vaxxed. But Sam, that has already happened. And that type of subterfuge and corruption is already happening. And the next pandemic, the next quote pandemic, is coming. And Sam, it's really scary that we've gone this far in this country, that government can do anything it wants as long as it's for our own good. What a scary proposition.
Here's the question. Who would arrest Donald Trump, if anybody, in the first place? Would it be the FBI?
It would be up to the DA to refer it to a competent law enforcement agency.
In other words, you're saying New York would have to indict, or I'm sorry, would have to, what's that called? From Florida.
Issue a summons. And they could, a police officer would just have to go serve the paper on.
A Florida police officer?
Mr. Trump. Yeah, any peace officer could do it.
Well, if he's in Florida, though, they'd have to have somebody extradite him to New York, right?
It depends on where he is. I was going to say, if he's in Trump Tower, they could just do it there. If he's in Florida, then yes, it would have to be an extradition.
So in my opinion, we need Ron DeSantis to stand up and say, look, we're not playing that game. You know what? This is a political witch hunt. We're not going to do it. But Ron said he wouldn't interfere. He stood down, Sheriff.
Yeah, he should interfere. And that would be, quite honestly, I think it would be a great political ploy for him. Why would he care about supporting some out of control DA in Manhattan? I think DeSantis is missing a very big opportunity right there politically.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So Ron said he wouldn't interfere with it. And then he said, I don't really know what would motivate some porn star to, you know, say you donated money. I don't really know about that. And Donald Trump fired
but
back. Grow up in the political world, once they make allegations against you, you'll change your mind, Ron. Well, you know about that too, Sheriff Mac.
But they could push on that. Trump can play DeSantis' hand. Trump can demand an extradition hearing and tell him he doesn't want to go back to New York and tell DeSantis, as governor, he has to sign the extradition warrant. And Trump putting him on the spot saying, don't sign it. I want to stay here protected. This is all politics. How could DeSantis refuse that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what DeSantis said, so it's not going to go well.
I know. I get it. When that paper's placed before him, it's going to be different.
Yeah, amen. And Donald highlighting something very important, too, though, that, look, you can indict a ham sandwich, as you wisely said. Women can also, and people can always make sexual allegations against anybody they want to. And so far, we don't have evidence of any proof of any kind anywhere. Anyway, just allegations in the media.
That's true.
Backed by out-of-control criminals in government. Wow. Join the CSPOA, ladies and gentlemen. The posse's later today. CSPOA.org. For the good sheriff, Richard Mack and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic on Brighteon TV.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Wow. Are they going to arrest the Donald? Some say yes. Some say no. Many are simply saying it'll be foolish if they do. I don't know. I don't think they'll arrest Donald Trump. I think they know that it's too politically risky. I think they might indict him, but not go get him. In other words, that would be arrest in a literal sense. But it might just be we're going to indict him, but we're not going to go get him. We're not going to make fanfare. We're not going to add insult to injury. We're not going to ratchet this thing up. But we are going to indict the former president of the United States. It would be tragic if they did it, but I expect they will do something like that. Hey, a couple of days ago on Liberty Roundtable Live, we interviewed a guy by the name of Nathan Jones. He's CEO of a company called Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com, Clear. They are a global leader of xylitol products, gum, oral care. It really helps with your upper respiratory health, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the updates on the Clear lawsuit. Basically, the government said, hey, you can't make claims that this stuff helps decrease and get rid of COVID. They sued him. But you know what? Now headlines are vindicating the CEO and showing that the government's Federal Trade Commission is out of control, saline nasal irrigation after COVID-19 diagnosis reduces hospitalization. Forbes even says that now, ladies and gentlemen. Xylitol-based nasal spray for COVID-19 treatment. Yeah, they literally have now studies about that. We also talked about dental health. We talked about dental benefits of xylitol. Less bacteria, healthier teeth. It could literally eliminate or severely reduce tooth decay in children. We talked about a book called The Pandemic Century, 100 Years of Panic, Hysteria. William H. Foge, I think is how you say his name. F-O-E-G-E, I think it's William Foge, wrote that book, The Pandemic Century. We also talked about super PACs are accusing Ron DeSantis of violating Florida laws by offering, running a shadow presidential campaign. This is where Donald Trump and Rick DeSantis are at odds. They need to stop this because Trump spent much of the last year teasing a presidential campaign, virtually doing the same thing now they're accusing DeSantis of doing. It's a disgrace. Now, Mr. DeSantis hasn't even formally declared a White House bid. Now, he's checking all the boxes, some say, but he hasn't. Now, Chip Roy announced that he's endorsing Ron DeSantis for president. And former Sheriff David Clark may be considering running for the Senate, which I find kind of fascinating as well. Now, yesterday we talked to Dr. Scott Bradley. Sam and the good doctor discuss constitutional currency, a.k.a. honest money. We also discussed Anthony Fauci and others who suppressed the recommendation to use ivermectin against COVID. They literally called for ivermectin to be used. Who did? Testimonials arose about how it was effective, even though everybody condemned it, saying it was nothing but horse paste. But now the Asahi Shinmin Kowa company, that's a huge Japanese pharmaceutical company, confirmed that ivermectin proved an antiviral effect against COVID and Omicron strains. In addition to that, a new report by Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson revealed that Anthony Fauci and others suppressed a recommendation at the outset of the COVID pandemic that ivermectin should be used against COVID. It is safe. It is effective. Yeah, a leading British physician and World Council for Health co-founder, Dr. Tess Lowry, who is with, or he's the director and founder of a doctor's organization called the British Ivermectin Recommendation Development Group. They all literally sent to Fauci that ivermectin was safe and effective and needed to be used immediately. Fauci squashed it. Lori's cover letter states, ivermectin should be approved immediately for treatment of COVID. Rather than educate the public about this thing, Fauci and others lied, shut it down, pretended it didn't exist, and the media was all too willing to carry the ball. They're all criminals. We need Nuremberg trials now. God save the Republic.